Okay. Before we start, I want to come back to the nekuda that we started discussing last time. We talked about Dmei Shviyas. We said that if you sell or exchange a Shemitah product for something else, that something else attains Kedusha Shviyas. We discussed that one of the solutions, one of the ways to get around that, I don't know if solution is the right word, one of the ways to avoid it, meaning Kedusha Shviyas, we shouldn't call that a problem.
Right.
But one of the ways to avoid it is to give it on credit. Let the person only pay back afterwards. And you raise the shaila, what exactly does that mean? How long afterwards? Meaning if pays it back as a debt afterwards rather than exchanging it at the time. So Taka, the Lashon and Tosfos is very, confirmed by Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emunah that's Taka the Pshat. This is very, Tosfos says, it's Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, maybe we'll still get there, but Tosfos says, when he gives a different pshatim of the different shittas of how does that work, that if you only pay later, then it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. Right, we said that there are shittas that it only works if the person pays after the product isn't in existence anymore. But Tosfos says, this Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. Oh, you have an Avodah Zarah there?
Yeah. Only that random words in the back there.
Oh, so probably. Sabbath based on the days, yeah. Oh, this has
been. Yeah, it's like a combination of
both. Oh, perfect. So I'm not going to go through the whole Tosfos now, especially since we don't have everybody here with it. But if you just look at the end of Tosfos. You know what? Should we see this already now, just to see this in English language? Oh, Shalom Reb Dov. We're just getting back to the point. If you remember what was raised last time, that one of the ways of getting around Dmei Shviyas, let's say if you are selling a bottle of Kedusha Shviyas grape juice to a neighbor, is that the neighbor pay you later, not pay immediately in exchange, not to do a purchase, but rather to turn it into a debt, right? And then when he pays you later, you won't have Shviyas money. So the question was this: so how long do you have to give it? 5 minutes? 2 minutes? An hour a day, a week, a month, right? How does that work? So Tosfos here on Avodah Zarah, Samach Beis Amud Beis. No, in Kfar, we'll see the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara inside. If you don't have a Gemara in front of you, it'll be fine. Also, it's about a line and a half. But once you already opened the Gemara, so if you see Mamish in the middle of the page, it says Debei Rabbi Yanai. Not in the middle. Three quarters down. The first word on the line is Kivra. Avodah Zarah Samach Beis Amud Beis. You see it?
Yeah.
So it says, Debei Rabbi Yanai, the people of Rabbi Yanai, Yaz, meaning from the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai, Yaz Fiperi Shviz Me'anim, they would... In order to benefit Aniyim, they would take Peiros Shviyas from Aniyim on credit during Shemitah. The idea was to benefit the Aniyim and to provide them things without Kedusha Shviyas money, without Kedusha Shviyas in exchange for their Shemitah fruits. We'll buy the Shemitah fruits from the Aniyim and then pay them in a way that won't have Kedusha Shviyas. How'd they do that? So they would borrow Shemitah fruits from the Aniyim, parallel with Shminis, and then they would pay them back other fruit after Shemitah. So the question is... So the question is how... Oh, we're going to get back to that. But the question is... How does that solve the problem? Maisa, the Shemini's fruits are being given in exchange for Shemitah produce. So he's also Amule the Rabbi Yechanan. They came and told Rabbi Yechanan about this. Ya'us Amaluhu, he said, Ya'us Hein Avdi. What they're doing is correct because it's not an exchange. It's separate. The two are separate. The money is considered paying a debt. It's not considered money that was exchanged for Shemitah produce. It's money that's paying a debt. Now, the Gemara gets into this. They wanted to benefit the Aniyim. Yeah, to provide, to take the I guess these Aniyim had collected Shemitah fruits, I don't know exactly what. And they wanted to be able to, so to speak, buy the Shemitah fruits from them in a way that they'd be able to pay them with money that won't be Shemitah. It won't have Kedusha Shvus.
Does that allow them to collect more now? It's not followed with the advantage. I need want to eat their, it's half good, they want to eat now. And this, the advantage is what? They can now pick more. So now they pick for themselves, plus they can pick.
So I'm not sure what. It's possible. I would just suggest a couple of things. Obviously, we're talking about a situation here, presumably, where there's not a problem of schayr, which can mean a couple. It could be in a couple of cases. I'll just throw out, just in order to make it work, I'll give one possible scenario. Daniim picked fruit for themselves. Everything is hefker. They picked fruit for themselves. They have more than they needed. They have more than they need. If you pick for yourself and you have more than you need, there's no problem with schayra. You're allowed to sell it, even for profit. I mean, you didn't pick it in order to sell. You're not dealing with Shemitah produce. You took for your house. I'm going to get to that. It's a Mishnah coming up. You took for your house. You have some left over. Now that you don't know what to do with it. And these, tell me the Mavrabiana would come and say, they would make a point of buying the leftovers from the Aniyim, in order to benefit them. Now,
why is it not sparrow?
That's it.
Why would it not be sparrow?
If you take stuff for yourself, you intended, you collected Shemitah produce for yourself, and then it was left over, there's no issue to sell. Schayra is, where in the first place, a business endeavor.
The Har Sinai or anything?
No. It's a straightforward heter. We're going to learn in the mission. We'll learn in the mission. There are, it's not my assignment because there are different ways that you can do small sales with Shemitah money. We'll see. It could be that it's even mutter. According, I mean, these are shittas in the Rishonim. We'll get to it. But it could be when you're talking about small amounts, there are plenty of ways of getting around the issue of schayla. You're allowed to pick. You're even.
It's because the Baal Batim is not food sellers. Yeah. Like I feel like this is there's something that I heard before that Chazal didn't like people who did these kinds of things. Or, you know.
Chazal didn't like. Okay, you're referring to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says that they ended up invalidating Sekhri Shvius for Eidus. That was where you had a person who would get a lot of Aniyim together and tell them all to go collect for him and sell it to him, right? He was actually turning it into a business venture. But on the individual level, for a person to just go, well, certainly when we're talking about leftovers, but according to different sheets of the Rishonim, if you just take a little bit, like enough mouth, how do you call it, hand to mouth?
Yeah.
That kind of business is allowed, according to certain sheets of the Rishonim. We'll see. But whatever the case is, there are ways where Schayr is okay.
Schayr is okay in this case. Why can you pay them right away?
Because, oh, so here we come back to this is really the issue. If pay them right away, it will be Dmei Shvitz.
And then it would be the Kala.
And the money that they didn't even get has to be treated with Kedusha Shvitz. They wanted to get around that. So therefore, they didn't pay them back. They paid them back with 8 year produce last year, then the next year, assuming that it doesn't get Kedusha Shvitz. Why not? Taka Rabbi Yechon and Kama confirmed that it did not, because this is not called an exchange. This is called paying a debt. Now, what's the gather of that? So there's a long tosis here. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Not so long. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I just want to skip. To the end of the Tosis, Void Hoytzi from Ben Yitzchak. Now, Void Hoytzi from Ben Yitzchak, Tosis is bringing a few sugis together. Here he's talking about Yayin Nesach, money that's paid for Yayin Nesach being Motu B'diyah, which is the same idea. Money that's paid for Yayin Nesach is also about no. But it's the same idea that if it's not being paid for Yayin Nesach, but it's just being paid as a debt, then it's okay. So Now, there are shittas before that say that this only works. You gave Yayin Nesach to a guy, and he sold it before he paid you. He doesn't have it anymore. By the time he pays you, then you could call it a non-exchange. But if he still has it when he pays you, then it's called an exchange, and the money will get the problematic status. Okay? Rabbi Yitzchok says no. Once he pulled it to himself, he made the kinyan before he paid you. He made the kinyan, now he owes you money. Okay? He then pays you. It's not an exchange anymore, it's paying a debt. Okay? Once the kinyan was done before him, the kaimalon. Since Mashiach works for a guy. So what are we saying here? That if you want it to be a debt rather than exchange, make the kinyan first. Then afterwards, when you pay, it's not called an exchange anymore, it's called paying a debt. For our purpose, what that means is you take the grape juice, now you owe the money, you pay him immediately. It's already not Shemitah progress. So I checked out Reb Chaim Kanievsky says in Derech Emunah you can do it even a couple of seconds later. Just one, and this you actually mentioned. The nafkamina is that it depends what the Moicher has in mind. If he says this is a kinyan of exchanging, right? I'm giving this to you when you give me the money. Right? It doesn't matter who takes what first. The kinyan is only completed once the money has exchanged hands. Then it's called an exchange. But if it's clear, that's where Chaim Kanievsky puts it down. If it's clear that the kinyan is being completed, I'm not paying you yet. The kinyan is being completed once it comes into my hands, regardless of when I pay you, meaning the payment, the kinyan is not contingent on the payment. Okay? Then I pay you, even a moment later, it's okay. So if we're just coming back.
Then you tell the person, I'm acquiring this from you now, and I'll owe you the money. And he says, okay. He says, okay, I have the money now. Here's the money.
That's right. That's right. As long as he's not saying, hey, where are you going? Don't open the bottle yet. You didn't pay. As long as that's not so, he's fine with you taking it and then paying it back afterwards, be it a minute later or a month later. That's good enough. Okay, so that's just Lahashlamas that in. Now we can start this year. So I want to continue the sugya of Bava Kama. And again, by now, the Dafyemi people are already Lahamais. So there's a sugya there. I want to continue the sugya of Bava Kama. On a Gemara, we have a Gemara here. Yeah. On the Kuf Aleph on the Beis. Actually, Kuf Beis on the Aleph. And here we're laying down the rule of thumb. Again, this is the fundamental, this sugya fundamentally lays down the rule of what type of produce has Kedusha Shvus. And what we saw meanwhile is that the Rava laid down that the principle is that Kedusha Shvi'is applies to products that are similar to eating in that Hana'asim u'biyuron shavah. Those are the key words. Hana'asim u'biyuron shavah. They are destroyed at the same time that you benefit from them. The destruction and the benefit is simultaneous. That's how it works with eating. That's how it works with drinking. And as we discussed last time, that's how it works with dye. It was a complicated discussion. That was last time. And as we've seen, meanwhile, it's to the exclusion of firewood, where it's destroyed first, and only afterwards does the benefit come. That does not have Kedusha Shvi'is. Therefore, firewood doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. If it's a type, as we saw in the Gemara, if it's a type of thing that could be used for food, could be used just for firewood, and so like, you know, grape, the vines of grapes, etc., then it depends what you picked it for.
You might have answered this the other day. When it says Yatsa Eitzin, The making of the coals, you're trying to produce something called coals, and then later on you'll light the coals, the barbecue, to warm the soup, or no? Where it's consumed with your soup on top of it.
No, so the way it, I know this very well now because I watched my son make a few mangalim over the summer. The way it works is you light the whole business, it's on fire, you don't put anything on, right? My son keeps everybody away. And after the fire goes out, you have very, very, very hot coals there, right? They're gray by now. They're not black anymore. And here's where my wife gets mixes in. It says as long as it's still black, it could be carcinogenous or something. What's the word? Something that I think that if you eat many kilo of them a day, you can get cancer or something like that. I don't know. Whatever the case is, it's not black anymore. It's gray. Right, the coals that you saw are gone. Now they're very, very hot. You have about an hour to cook, to roast hot dogs and stuff on them. So this.
No, but eitzim,
eitzim.
Eitzim are trees. You're
taking a log, yeah. Dry log, setting it on fire, waiting for the fire to go out, and then you start baking. Okay. Now, Tysus brings up, it doesn't always work that way. Cooking will look a little different. That was how baking worked. You set a fire in the oven. After the fire went out, that was when you started baking. You had those red hot logs in there that are now coals, and that's when you bake. Okay? Now, cooking could work differently. You actually lit a fire and put the pot over the fire. But Taisa says, or what?
It's also, it's a process. I mean, already it's got to heat up beforehand.
It has to heat up beforehand. So you're saying that it might actually
at the
be
same time.
So Tosis says that Tosis does assume that. I hear what you're saying. That Lamaisa, even there, what's actually going to be cooking will be afterwards. I hear, but Tosis assumes that no, when you're actually cooking over a fire, you're putting a pot over a fire, cooking rather than baking, right? You're putting a pot over a fire, then it is simultaneous. But Tosis says apparently most firewood was that was the less common use. I guess cooking was less common than baking. I don't know.
Gemara Shabbos talks about the whole problem. What is the coming?
The being clicked to the gachal. Right. I guess that was the, maybe you could even cook pots that way, right? Or also heating, Tyson says. Sometimes it will just be heated just by a fire, by lighting a fire, in which case the destruction and the benefit is simultaneous. But he says, nevertheless, the broad use of firewood is in this way. They use the heat that's generated after the wood is gone. Therefore, firewood is not hana'asa v'yorei shaveh. So there's no kedusha shvi'is on fire.
So this is a sukkah all the time. We're talking about this process of producing the challah and not a separate for purposes of fire, heat, sorry, of like light, heat, or
official. Right. Okay. Now, Omar Rav Kahane. Okay, we're on the top of Kuf Beis. Omar Rav Kahane, Eitzim La Sokatanoi. So we concluded that wood that's being used for firewood does not have Kedusha Shvi'is because it's not Hana Osa Yubarei Shav. The destruction and benefit is not simultaneous. So Rav Kahane says that is actually a machloikis, meaning this criterion of Hana Osa Yubarei Shav, this condition, is subject to machlokes. The Tanya. It says in the Braisa, and here we'll see a few more types of uses that we have to discuss. A meisrim perishvis loy lemishra v'loy lekavusa. You cannot use perishvis for mishra. Mishra means soaking flax to prepare it for use. That was sometimes done in wine, apparently. You can't use it for that because the wine gets ruined before you get any benefit out of the flax. Okay? Loilik Musa, also for laundry. You can't use, let's say you use wine and laundry, same idea, it gets ruined before the clothing are clean.
Before the clothing are being another ethical fact that it's destructive and that doesn't matter here.
So that would depend. If it was destructive, but you were benefiting at the same time, that would be an also be shava. With food, eating is also destructive.
And here, it's kind of like it's like Eitzim is for the purpose of fire. This is wine is for the purpose of drinking or whatever. Here you're using it for designing the thing. It sounds like you're trying to avoid that. Trying to avoid
tea. Good. No, you're raising a good point. So, you know, let's take a step back for a minute and put that into perspective. We say, so let's stress again what we said last time. We have this tab on Asubi Rishava. And Asubi Rishava, as we're already seeing here in the Gemara, has two sides to the coin. Only a product whose use is Hanasubi Rishava has Kedusha Shvus. That's number one, right? Anything that isn't, firewood. Since its use is not also B'yuri Shoveh, it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius in the first place. The other side of the coin is that Hana also B'yuri Shoveh is the only legitimate use for Kedusha Shvius products. That's why, for example, as we'll see, okay, well, we'll see an example soon, but you're allowed to use, like we said before, olive oil. Even though it's a food, you can also use it for light, because it's Hana'asu B'Yirei Shava. You can't use it for other things that won't be Hana'asu B'Yirei Shava, like we're saying here, for example, the laundry. But you're asking, you have to come on to Hana'asu B'Yirei Shava. Maybe the very fact that you're using wine for such a use is not... Senochanami, when we say that you're allowed to use foods for any kind, let's say you're allowed to use as a coloring, right? We say dye is called Hana'asu B'Yirei Shava. Right, which means that you're allowed to use Shemitah food for dye, because Hanasu B'Yirei Shoveh. But that's only if the food is also standardly used for that. Olive oil, why am I not being mafsid if I use it for light? Because olive oil, even though it's edible, it's standardly used for oil as well. Therefore, it's Hanasu B'Yirei Shoveh. It passes two tests. Hanasu B'Yirei Shoveh, and it's also not called ruining the olive oil. People wouldn't call this ruining the olive oil. But Enochanam, if you have something that's Hanasu B'Yirei Shoveh, but it's not the use of this thing, right? Let's say you're going to use wine for, I don't know, something else. What?
For cleaning your hands.
Yeah. You use wine for cleaning your hands, right? That's right. So here, you use wine. You want to color something with wine. You want to color something with wine. Here, even though we'll call it an Asubi Yirei Shoveh, since it's not this normal way of consuming wine, it'll be Asur Midin Hefsi. So you're right about that. An Asubi Yirei Shoveh is a Tanai to be able to use it that way.
It's even worse than what you're describing. Because I'm adding the color of wine to my garment. Now I have a red garment. Here, I'm to use it as a detergent. It's like, you know, you don't want the wine, you know, or flax. You mean the wine is just like becoming laundry soap. You don't want to even see the wine in the final product. You're using it so shallow kederach. It's worse than.
It's shelo kederach.
Maybe they have to use wine that way. I don't know.
Right. So if that would be
the wine, eating your assigned eating as a with tzviya, you know. So I can say I'd like the color. I like the wine to express on my clothes. Like there's, you know, okay. It's actually going to be there in the final product. With the detergent, it's such a side product. It's not expressed on the final product, just using it completely, just it's much more. I mean, it doesn't matter, but it seems
apparently it doesn't matter.
Flax and that,
right? So, apparently, it doesn't matter. Meaning, if it's the derech of this thing to be used for that, and it's Hana Asur B'Yirei Shoveh, we wouldn't be bothered by that. But here we're saying that you can't use wine for these purposes, even though apparently it is the derech. Right? Apparently it is the derech. I was saying that's how they did it, right? They used it for laundering. They used it for soaking flax. But it's not Hana Asur B'Yirei Shoveh. It's destroyed before it provides its benefit. Right? What's that? Rabbi Yossi says, nice thing, you may use Shemitah fruit for soaking flax or for laundering. Now, why is that? Because he has a different rule of Shemitah use. Nighttime of the Rabbanon. So what's the reason of the Chachamim? And here we're just going to work through the drasha to establish what we've already discussed. Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, right, the food of the land will be lachem le'achla. You have to use it for eating, loyla mishra, not for soaking flax. Le'achla, for eating, loyla kvusa, not for laundering. So therefore, you can't use it for these other uses because the Torah limits it to achila. Rabbi Yossi says, omar kol lachem. No. I've explained the use of Shemitah produce. The Torah says, lachem, it's can be for you. Likol tzorkeich. Whatever you need. Now,
according to both, it has conditions.
What's that? No, so the Chachamim are saying, oh, okay. So here's where we have to stress again. This is where we see the Gemara didn't even inform us of this. The Gemara made a certain shift here. And also, the criteria that we're discussing now are coming to define two things. Which products have Kedusha Shviz? Right? And what are you allowed to use Kedusha Shviz for? Say, for example, wine definitely has Kedusha Shviz because it's food. Right? But we're also learning from here, what are the guidelines of its permitted use? Right? What are the criteria for its permitted use? So that's why with wine, the question is not, does it have Kedusha Shviz or not? The question is this use make the grade of permitted use for Shemitah, right? Now, when it comes to some other product, if you're going to start talking to me about some kind of ivy, then I'm going to say, well, does it meet the criteria of Kedusha Shviz Bechlam? And both have the same criteria, as we're going to see. You're taking an object and you want to know, does it have Kedusha Shviz? The question is its use Hana'osu B'Yiroi Shavah? Okay, that's why we took firewood. Its use is Hana'osu B'Yiroi Shavah? No Kedusha Shviz in the first place. Now I take something that I know has Kedusha Shviz because it's food. It's Hana'osu B'Yiroi Shavah, it's food, but I want to use it for something else. Can I use it for that other use? And now the question will be, well, is that use also going to be Hana'osu B'Yiroi Shavah? It has Kedusha Shviz because its classic use is Hana'osu B'Yiroi Shavah. Food, any kind of food, right? Now you want to use it for something else? So, will that use be Hana'osu B'Yiroi Shavah?
That would be the determining factor as to whether it's used in the proper way.
Oh, so yeah. So it's a determining factor as to whether the product has Kedusha Shviz in the first place.
So the aqua is, yeah, it means that it's
oh, so we're still at the stage before that, right? Ultimately, we're going to get to that. But we're still at the stage before that. The Torah says you're allowed to eat it on the one hand, which limits it to eating. Question is, what's the makar of Hana'osu B'Yiroi Shavah, right? So here we're saying, on the one hand, the Torah says you can use Shemitah produce for eating. On the other hand, the Torah expands it by saying, lachem, you can use it for whatever you need. We're going to have to bring the two together somehow. Meaning, the la'achla is going to have to limit the lachem. The lachem is going to have to expand in the la'achla. Okay? So Rabbanan said, la'achla, you can't use wine for laundering because it's la'achla, it has to be for eating. Nami oksiv lachem. But they also agree that it says lachem, which implies more than just eating. So lachem dumya dilach. So we say, yeah, you can use it for your needs, but according to the parameters of la'ach. Remishana also b'yiroi shavah. You can use it in ways that are hana also b'yiroi shavah. Yatsu misho gvusa. Meaning you want to expand it beyond eating? Fine. But whatever use you're going to use has to be hana also b'yiroi shavah. The classic example of that being taking olive oil, which is food, and using it as light. Right there, you've expanded it beyond eating, but you're keeping it limited to Hana'osu B'Yiroi Shavah. Yatsu Mishro Gvusa, to the exclusion of soaking or laundering, Shana'osan Achabiyu, that the Hana'osu comes after it's destroyed, and therefore you can't use it for those things. So that's how the Chachamim work out the two. Lachem, whatever you want. La'achla, only eating. So the La'achla limits the Lachem. The Lachem expands the Achla. we bring it, we narrow it down to anything that's similar to eating in the sense that ana osa yibur leisha. Now, Rabbi Yossi has to do the same thing. Just that he's being more expansive, right? He also has to limit it from kol tzorkeichem. Yes, the la'achla has to limit it kol tzorkeichem. So, nami yoksiv la'achla. He also has to agree that it says la'achla. Omalach. So he also has a certain limitation. He also has a certain criterion, but it's more permissive. Ha'omi boyele lechidetak. It limits it, but in a different way. Not as limiting as an also Yerushalayim. The Tanya. It says in the Braisa, le'ochla v'loy le'lub. You can use it for eating, but not for remedial purposes. You can't take wine and smear it on, mix it into a remedial concoction or smear it on a wound. So he says, I'm not going to exclude laundering. Laundering is fine, but remedial use, that not. That's too far from eating. Right? So you're deciding to exclude remedy. So maybe you should exclude laundering. Like, what's the guideline here? So now we're going back and forth. No, it says lochem. That expands it to laundry. So mani mekayim la'achla. La'achla v'leilim lumi. So what are we excluding when it says eating? Medicine. Umar al-Isa. And here's where we're getting, really where we're getting to the point. Umar al-Isa l'rabba yisakvus l'aitzi yisakvus. Why are you preferring to include laundering and exclude medicine? What is your criteria? It's not on Hasi B'Yor Yishoveh, right? So Rabbanis Hakavusa Sheshav the Kalad. Rabbi has a different criteria. The Chacham and the Ma'aser agree to this, but they expand on it. It has to be similar to eating in the fact that it's common to all, a use that's common to all, not just to specific types of people. To the exclusion of Moitzianis Hamalug Moshe Neshav the Kalad. That is the criterion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says. The criterion of Shemitah use is common to all. Laundering is common to all, and therefore it's a legitimate Shemitah use. And therefore also, a plant that's only good for laundering will have Kedusha Shemitah, according to Rabbi Yossi. And that's the other side of the coin. Right? But I exclude things that are only used for specific types of people, such as medicine. It's only used for the ill. That we exclude.
And it always works like that. In other words, whatever enters the gedder through this way, by having some use that we've just been brada, it will actually become classified as a freer.
Yes, and this is come back to how do we get into all this? Hasak eitzim lasaka tanoi. We said that when we excluded firewood from kedusha shviz. It depends on the machlokes and basically the chachamim. The chachamim say that the criteria of kedusha shviz is anasa b'yirei shaveh. Excludes firewood. Rabbi Yossi holds that that's not the criteria. The criteria of kedusha shviz is the same as the criteria of permitted use. Is it shaveh l'kol adam? Everybody needs firewood, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, firewood has kedusha shviz. So lamaisa. Everyone agrees with the kivun. Everybody agrees with the direction. La'achla is expanded by the pasuk of lachem, right? And lachem is limited by the pasuk of la'achla. Mr. Rabbi Yossi is using it more expansively, and he's saying all we limit is it has to be similar to eating in that it's relevant to everybody. And now, relevant to everybody, A, makes a product have Kedusha Shviz in the first place. B, it also defines what you're allowed to do with Shmita produce. According to the Chachamim, it's even more limited. And also, we really shove it. Here also, we have the two sides of the coin, the Chomer side and the Kal side. Only products whose use is Anasa B'Yor Yishavah will have Kedusha Shviz. And when you like food, dye, light, right? And when you have a product that is Dusha Shvi's food or something like that, you're wondering, can I use it for a different use? Only if that use is Hana Osu Yibi Yorisha.
Where's Sifa for this?
What's that?
Sifa's never mentioned.
So Sifa will be mentioned in the beginning of Perek Shmini as another example of Hana Osu Yibi Yorisha. That's right. It will be mentioned as it's another case of Hana Osu Yibi Yorisha. Okay. So, of course, we pass on like the Chachamim, and therefore, Lemaisa, the criterion both ways. How do you determine whether a product has Dusha Shvi? How do you determine the permitted use? That is, as far as we're concerned, the guiding light. Just to explain the Svara here. What's the pshat in Hana Osu Yibi Yorisha? Like, where did this gether come from? So the Mishnah Rishayna gives a gather. Mishnah Rishayna is one of the people who are on the Mishnahis, right? He says that the pshat is when the destruction is simultaneous to the eating, then you're destroying the destruction of the Shemitah produce is a more justified look.
It's consumption.
It's consumption, right. So
the whole thing is the other consumption. Eating is also a violent process.
That's right. That's right. But you're exactly, I'm sure you put it. You're destroying it. How are you destroying something Kaddish? Well, look, I'm benefiting from it. But first you destroy it, and only later you benefit, then that looks like the semblance is no good, right? You're destroying a Shemitah thing for nothing, and catch up with me a little later, and then you'll see me benefit. That's the smara that he gives here for the gedra. That has implications. We'll get to that later. There's implications if that's taka the pshat or not. But we're going to set that aside. Right now, we're just giving, this is the one, I didn't find any other tam given for this gedra. That's the tam that the missionary journey gives.
Distinction between the
Akhwa
and the Pet.
The what?
It has to be, the point of the Akhwa has to be doubt the law. It has to be something that you consume right away.
Right. And that's how we define law. Something you consume.
Not like that.
The Kultzokechem outside of the law would be, right, using it in ways that you only benefit, you destroy it now, benefit later. Right. Yeah. No, we'll just complete, even though we really saw the main point, we'll complete the sugya, which just rounds it all out with another couple of examples which help bring the points home. Come on, Azla Hadetan. Who is the following braisa in accordance with? Le'achla veloy le'melugma. You can eat it, but you can't use it as medicine. Le'achla veloy le'ziluf. You can eat it, but you can't use it as an air freshener. You know, you just kind of sprinkle it around the room. Le'achla v'loilasis v'men afik tevizim. You can use it for eating, but you can't use it for afik tevizim. This was vomiting. They would eat things. They would make these concoctions that would cause them to vomit in order to be able to eat more. This was apparently a Roman value. So, Kiman, what is this following? This is following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. All these things, the reason you can't do these things is because they are not shavah l'kol nefesh. They're not common to everybody. The Ikir Abonon, if you're going by the Chachamim, Ikenami Mishro Kvusa. There'll be more things that you can't do with it. You can't do laundering or soaking either because it's not how else we are shavah. Okay, so we laid down the very fundamental.
I think it's all, almost, I think it's word for word from
Sukkah Daf Mem. Up till here. All the way up till here. Yeah. Right. Only the first few words of the sugya.
I think it's the whole thing.
It's all sugya, yeah.
I think so.
Only the first few words are different, and that's why I prefer to see it here, because sukkah, we would have to work it into the Mishnah. That was a little complicated. Here, it just goes straight. Let's just make a couple of comments. Imkva, I'm going to throw out something now that we'll really get to more later. But so we talked about food, right? We talked about drink, we talked about dyes, we talked about firewood, laundering, medicines. What about aromatic products? Aromatic plants. what's the story with that? So we'll really spend more time on it later. Lamai said it's a suffix in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is mistopic. I'll tell you why I want to just bring this up now, and I'll really elaborate on it later. And the maskar of the Paiskim is Yerushalmi seems to leave the question undecided whether aromatic plants have Kedusha Shvuis or not.
Maybe a hadas.
Oh, that's why I'm bringing it up. That's right. So, and leaves it undecided, and therefore the Paiskim in a general way say that we should be machmir. Okay. What do I want out of this? So I want to talk a little bit just briefly about the Arba Minim, based on what we've seen meanwhile. I'll start from a different place. Flowers. What's the story with flowers? So flowers. There's no Hanobi or each other there. Right? There's no, you're not being divided in any way. And therefore, the general approach is that flowers don't have Kedusha Shvuis. Non-fragrant flowers is pretty much a no-brainer. Non-fragrant flowers don't have Kedusha Shvuis. Fragrant flowers, you're getting into the shaila of aromatic plants. But nevertheless, my search on these almond holds that it's not what they're planted for. They're planted for, they would be planted for aroma, then we get into the sugya of the summer. But as we saw before, something could be used in different ways, right? You could have types of plants that could be used for firewood or could be used for food. It depends what you pick them for. Here, these are being picked really basically for the looks, for the... Now, if that's not the case, okay, here's where that's why...
There's no consumption whatsoever, right? It's just there.
Okay.
The smell that's coming is not the consumption.
So that is really the problem, the big issue with the whole sugya of the sun, of aromatic plants. Why should they have Kedusha Shvuis if there's no Hanosibiyosha? So that I'm setting aside right now. But the reason I want to bring this in is because I want to move through the different Arba Minim in light of this sugya, just briefly, at least now, just in order to, it'll help bring out the points and also... So let's start with the only one that's a no-brainer is the Arava, right? The Arava, there's no beard, there's no nothing, there's no, it has no use other than the mitzvah, which is not considered a benefit for all purposes. The Arava definitely has no Kedusha Shvuis. Let's move on to the Lulav. So the Lulav, what's that? Well, unless you just learned the Sugya and Sugya.
We don't use it for sweeping.
Okay. So what does the Gemara in Sukkah say? The Gemara in Sukkah says, lulav is an also b'yirei shoveh. Why? Because lulavim would generally use as brooms. Brooms, as you benefit from, as you sweep, you are using it up. You're wearing it out. An also b'yirei shoveh, lulav hex Kedusha Shvuis. Today, lulavim aren't used as brooms. So we're going to see, it's a whole discussion if we go by today's use. If we know that in earlier times it was used differently, lemaisa the nati of the chazanish is to be meiko, and therefore it's safe enough to just say that ulavim also don't have Kedusha Shvuis.
I think Zabowski said that. Shlomo Zalman also said that.
Many of the places, you know, the nati of the place can hear also. Again, they will be the faktikin, but yeah, the nati of the place is to say lemaisa today ulavim don't have Kedusha Shvuis. Hadasim, so here we come to the issue of fragrance. But since Lamaisa, Hadasim are primarily planted for the mitzvah, not for the fragrance.
For the what?
For the mitzvah. That's where they're going to make the money. They're not making the money from the... So therefore also, again, there are different days in the Paiskim, but we may say that there are enough shittas that say that it's planted for the mitzvah, that's its use. Therefore, once again, it doesn't have Kedusha Shvuis. The Esrig, one would think it's a no-brainer in the other direction, but it's also not. Why? But the Esrig is complicated for a different reason. The Esrig is definitely Hanosei B'yirei Shoveh, it's food, etc. Okay, that's not. But the question is the Esrig B'chlal considered Shemitah produce? Because it's B'machlokes in the Gemara, and in the Rishonim about with fruit, the difference between fruit and vegetables. Fruit go by chanato. When did it blossom? And therefore, you'll still have shishis fruit for a long time into Shemitah.
We haven't found it yet, so.
What's that? That's right. You'll have Shemitah produce into Shemitahs. Right, right. With vegetables, it goes by Lakita. And that's why pretty much right away.
In the beginning of the Kiddush, it says, Derech is it. This way. That means Esrog, Derech, Echad.
That's right. It's Machlek Yistanaim. If for whatever reason, Esrog has a din of Yerek in the sense and goes by Lakita. If it goes by Lakita, then you're Esrog from Shemitah, unless you picked it before Rosh Hashanah, unless it was picked before Rosh Hashanah, which is not so far-fetched, we'll have Kedusha Shviz. Lemaisa, most Rishonim hold that Esrog is like other fruits. Like the Mandomar, like the Tanu holds that Esrog is like other fruits and goes by Chanata, which means that this year, none of your Esrog will have Kedusha Shviz. Next year, it might or might not, but whatever the case is, this year, for sure not. But the Rambam holds, like the Tana that says, we go basa l'kita. And the way the Chazon Ish says, the minig is to be choshev l'das Rambam. Meaning, it's mistabed that the Ikra Adin is not like the Rambam, which means that the Ikra Adin, Esregim this year, simply won't have Dijah Shviz. But the minig is to be choshev for the Rambam, that it goes basa l'kita, and therefore, it would have Dijah Shviz if it was picked. In Shemitah year.
They don't just try to avoid the problem by being located now?
By picking it beforehand?
50 days in advance?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is there something that we have to actually think about this year?
I guess you just have to think about it to the extent of asking the guy who's selling it, when's it from? But I don't know what the Metzius is. It would make a lot of sense if they do the picking before. I think I already heard that Rav Kanievsky has his answer already. But I think I heard that. But so I don't know. It depends on what the Metzius is.
Yeah.
But that
brings up a lot when we talk about Esther, and it says that it's going to be the 8th year.
Oh, right, right. So the 8th year, so it'll depend. Again, it'll depend. You could have a situation where, if you feel what the Gemara says, that it's Dar Be'ilan Shtayim Shol Yishanim, where it was Noch Nechnat before Shemitah, and you pick it after Shemitah, and then you get around the problem.
Yeah.
So again, it'll depend on the Metzius, and I don't know exactly what the Metzius would be. Okay, stop here.
Okay, sure.
Looking to you.
Is this being recorded?
Yeah. Listen.